With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Both Washington and Moscow confirmed that President Trump and Vladimir Putin will be discussing Ukraine in a phone call on Tuesday.
Hopeful that he can help bring the Russia-Ukraine war to an end, the president is set to discuss the conflict with Putin. Russia has gained control of large sections of Ukraine during the three-year war. In order to stop the fighting, Donald Trump said there will be conversations about dividing up certain assets, including land and power plants.
White House correspondent Greg Clexton. Also at SRNnews.com, one deadly storm exits in the east, but more is expected in the west.
The National Weather Service says it's investigating just how many tornadoes blew through the Midwest and South, killing more than three dozen and destroying hundreds of homes and businesses. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard.
Friday, like 46, and then 41 on Saturday.
The severe weather also included deadly dust storms, fires, and flooding. Chouinard says what's left is rain along the east coast, which should clear Monday, but another storm is forecast for the Rockies and Plains over the next couple of days. I'm Julie Walker.
Americans stepped up their spending a bit in February after a sharp pullback the previous month, signaling that consumers are shopping more cautiously as concerns about the direction of the economy mount. Retail sales rose just 0.2% in February. That's a small rebound after a sharp drop of 1.2% in January, according to the Commerce Department. Auburn, the top overall seed in the NCAA tournament, with Duke, Houston, and Florida joining the Tigers on the number one line in the March Madness bracket. A record-setting 14 teams in the SEC made that tourney. On Wall Street, the Dow losing 130 points. This is SRN News. An update on a satanic event in Kansas.
Democratic Governor Laura Kelly says she cannot prevent members of the Satanic Grotto from performing a so-called black mass at the Capitol in Topeka on March 28th, but she has ordered the event to take place outside the building, citing safety concerns. The Satanists say they wish to dedicate the Kansas government to Satan, and their plans have sparked outrage across the state and the nation. Christians are being urged to pray. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Dakota State Senate has rejected a measure that would have asked the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its landmark 2015 ruling that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. A vote to approve would have made North Dakota the first state to make such an overture to the court. The State House passed the resolution last month. Massachusetts-based Mass Resistance, a pro-family group, promoted the resolution in North Dakota and is doing so in other states. This is SRN News. The deadliest tornado ever recorded in the U.S. struck 100 years ago this week.
The tri-state tornado touched down in southeastern Missouri March 18, 1925. It tore through Missouri, Illinois, and into Indiana with a mile-wide funnel, killing 695 people and injuring more than 2,000. It was on the ground for almost 4 hours and covered 219 miles. The ferocious storm came at a time when neither reliable weather forecasting nor severe weather warning systems were in place. Rich Thomason reporting.
Most U.S. adults think betting on professional sports should be legal, but they don't feel the same way about college sports. According to a new AP NORC survey, about 6 in 10 Americans think betting on professional sports should be legal in their state, but only about 4 in 10 U.S. adults say the same thing about college sports. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.